airchecks.com.
Good morning.
You said to call. You should talk, so I'm calling.
You're calling to talk?
Yes.
Well, what do you want to talk about?
Whatever.
Whatever?
Yes.
Usually when you call to talk, you ought to kind of have like something to say before you call, you know?
So you must know what to talk about, right?
How's the weather?
Fine.
Good weather. Well, this has been just an enlightening conversation.
Mm-hmm.
All right, hope you get a thunderstorm in your shorts.
The Bradfords are back in the fall premiere of Eight is Enough.
What?
I've been kidnapped.
A special two-hour Charlie's Angels right after Eight is Enough.
Ooh, my turn. And it's starting tonight at 8 o'clock on Channel 7. All right, all right. The Kentucky Fried Movie is totally bananas, chicken lovers. And the critics agree it is a hit. The L.A. Times says it's really funny. And even WABC-TV, which has shows of its own, think it's funny. Bring up the chicken sounds, would you? The Kentucky Fried Movie, now playing in a Blue Ribbon Theater. Check your newspapers for a theater and a chicken joint near you. 99X at 6 minutes after 8 o'clock. A good alternate for the LIE this morning would be the Grand Central BQE route, all right? And the lower level 59th Street Bridge, somewhat better than the upper deck. Now Bob Seger. University would not give Friar C. McAllister a grant aid. So he went in the streets of Chicago and he started begging for money to go to school. He averaged $8 an hour on some corners, and guess what? He's going to Columbia with money to spare.
Well, it's been building up inside of me for, oh, I don't know how long.
Hi, Jay. How are you?
Hello.
Joni.
Hello, Joni.
Did you enjoy your vacation?
Yeah, I had a great time. We went out to San Francisco, and then I went to see my mother in New Orleans.
Oh, yeah, good. Hey, listen, I won with Glenn Morgan yesterday.
You won what?
Elvis Presley.
So you and Glenn Morgan are still having that illicit love affair, are you?
I said to him, you know, I was a friend of yours, right? So he says he don't talk to any of your friends.
Did he hang up on you?
No, I won.
And he gave you the book?
Yeah, and he gave me the book.
Even though he's a married man, he's still trying to get the women to love him.
You're right.
It was like them.
It was terrific.
I thought it was great.
Now playing at the Winter Garden Theater.
On the census that, folks. Beatlemania, live on stage at the Winter Garden Theater. Tickets still available for tonight's performance at the box office. All Thickathon outlets. And call Telethars at 245-4878. Quit acting stupid. Call them at 245-48-OUT. Ow, my bell stuck. What is it? 245-4878. You'll never make it to the big time like, oh yeah. 16 after 8, 99X has some information for you. Conrail 743 from Brewster will be arriving approximately 15 minutes behind schedule. That'll teach you to live in Brewster. And Conrail 730 from Trenton, New Jersey is operating 15 minutes late due to a switch trouble. All right? High today, 80. Rain later. Now it's 72 at 99X. Where? What is that? I don't think I want to do this now. But I have to. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for Stupid News, an exclusive feature of the stupid Jay Thomas Show, here at even stupider 99X. Well, starting October 1st, attention jarheads and leathernecks, if you want to join the Marines, you'll have to be able to read and write on at least a fourth grade level. The Marine Corps says that it wants to get out of the remedial reading business. They've had to teach all these guys that get in there how to read. No word yet on what they're going to do to find future drill sergeants. Well, what's going to replace the pet rock? In Portland, Oregon, the zoo there is selling zoo do. So help me, folks. I have my hand over my heart. Under the slogan of better than the other fertilizer, you get a 5-pound plastic bag of zoo do for just a dollar. Gift wrapping's a little extra, though. What else is happening here? Well, New York has slipped to 18th place among the world's most expensive cities to live in, right behind Jeddah, which is in Saudi Arabia. In Jeddah, you could live quietly without ever having to worry about crime. Very little crime there, but you could starve to death because there's also no corned beef.
Get it? No, you're idiots and no corned beef.
Sign of the week from a restaurant and in a restroom in Larkspur, California. That's right. In this land of drought and sun, don't flush except for number one.
It don't matter to me.
Do you get that out there?
If you really feel like you need some time to be free, 'cause it don't matter to me.
99X. Hello, 99X. Hello, 99X.
Huh?
Oh, boy. This is 99X, the radio station, the number you dialed.
Yeah. Next,
yeah, ladies and gentlemen, we're dealing with another mental midget, so stay tuned, folks.
Hey, girls, gather around.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 99X, 25 minutes before 9 o'clock, this is Jay Thomas on the radio. What did you think? It was a television with no picture? A problem southbound on the lower end of the FDR approaching the Brooklyn Bridge. Keep to the left. Thundershowers expected later on with a high of 80 today. Yanks whip Boston 4-2. They have another chance tonight, folks, as we head for that pennant. What else? The CIA has announced it's going to send some letters out to apologize to people. Yeah, for opening their mail. No, not a form letter. We would suggest that, as Mr. Art Buchwald says, why don't you send them a personal letter? That's right. Something like this. Dear Mr. McComber, you can imagine how sorry all of us here at the CIA are for reading your mail during the past 14 years. It was an oversight. I'm sure it won't happen again. We regret that your Aunt Tilly in Dublin still has pains in her back, and our medical team suggests she uses a hot water bottle every night to relieve the agony. Also, your son, the one that's in Paris trying to continue his education, our agents in Paris have found out that he is actually running around with wild women. And the letters you received from the Carlsons in Venice, they said they had a wonderful time. Not exactly. Mr. Carlson got dysentery, and Mrs. Carlson's photographs of St. Mark's Square or a little overexposed. Well, we'd be happy to send you any more information or any other letters that we read, and I hope it'll make up in some small way for, well, the illegal undercover program we had. Sincerely yours, Admiral Stanfield Turner.
Have you ever thought about traveling to the ancient home of Count Dracula?
The new New York Times. We've got what you want right where you live.
99X. That's right. Also, after you finish with it, you can, your bird will live on it. It's 11 minutes after 9 o'clock. Ray Leonard, The Thomas Show. Go Yankees. Beat the Sox tonight.
Whatever it is, it'll keep till the morning.
At 15 minutes after 9 o'clock. Boy, you can read that time good, Jay, can't you? Yes, sir, I sure can. Where are we? Showers and thunder showers possible today, according to the big guy in the sky. Right now it's 72. KC, number 5 in New York.
Hello, is this Jay Thomas?
Right, Jay Thomas here.
Hey, this is Saxton P. Quigley, the 4th Dartmouth class of 67.
Yes, Mr. Quigley.
Well, listen, Jay, I'm hoping that you can help me out. You see, I'm planning this little party out at my summer place in Southampton. You know, sort of a farewell to summer bash.
Yeah, yeah.
Nothing really extensive. I'm inviting just 600 of my closest friends. Little food, little music. Jimmy and Rosalind are hoping that they can come up, but Jay, there's one thing that would really make my party a gigantic success.
To have me come.
Well, the way I'd like to have as my guest a super talented mucho macho numero uno disc jockey. You get the picture?
Yeah, well, I think I'm busy. What day is it?
Well, I don't really want you, Jay. I was hoping that you might be able to get me in touch with John Gambling.
Well...
You remember him, don't you?
Yeah, I remember him.
More below you?
Yeah. Well, look, it's been really great talking to you.
Well, do you think you can help me out?
No, I can't.
Oh, well, then I'll call Don Imus. I guess he's not doing anything.
No, that's for sure.
Okay, bye-bye.
He's available every weekend.
Guru, I've come thousands of miles to learn your...
Of today and yesterday, where you hear radio the way it used to be. It's all right here on aircheck.com.